Many words have been used to describe the tsunami: disaster, catastrophe, tragedy. But some foreign policy experts are using another word, opportunity, an opportunity to repair America's sullied image in the Muslim world. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports.
The huge international relief effort underway in the Indian Ocean has produced some remarkable images, like the photo of a U.S. Navy airman decked out in a flight suit, helmet and all. He's cradling an Indonesian boy, perhaps 7 or 8 years old, whom he has just rescued. The television images, like this one from CNN, paint a similar picture.
One after another, they were carried off the choppers, lucky to be alive, but some very close to death. Rescued by U.S. air crews along the devastated western coast of Sumatra.
Images like that, images of U.S. troops delivering food and medicine to tsunami survivors, stand in stark contrast to photos of U.S. Marines storming Fallujah or the now infamous pictures of soldiers abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib.
This is what you want. You want people to see that the U.S. military can be their friend.
That's Joe Cerencione, a senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says the tsunami, while certainly tragic, also presents what he calls a foreign policy opportunity. An opportunity, he says, to narrow the gap between how we Americans see ourselves and how the rest of the world sees us.
Most Americans, I think, still think of the military, still think of our country as kind of that World War II GI, the guy who goes in with no agenda and just helps liberate foreign people from an evil oppressor. Well, most of the world doesn't think of us like that. It's almost exactly the opposite. We're the oppressor in Iraq. This is a chance for us to show that we're more than that, that we are those people that we think we are.
The U.S. has pledged $350 million in direct financial aid, plus millions more on a supply and relief mission. Joe Cerencione says it's money well spent.
It's like that MasterCard commercial where the cost of the relief effort has a fixed price to it, but the goodwill that you get back from that, it's priceless.
Much of the U.S. aid is earmarked for Indonesia, the country hardest hit by the tsunami. Indonesia also happens to be the world's largest Muslim country and one that has an increasingly negative view of the U.S. A survey conducted in 2003 found that 83% of Indonesians view the U.S. unfavorably. It's too soon, of course, to know if the tsunami relief effort has tempered those anti-American feelings in Indonesia and other Muslim countries, but the Jakarta Post says Indonesians are humbled by the generosity and quick response of the U.S. Rizal Malaregnan is director of the Freedom Institute, a think tank in Jakarta.
The Marines on the shores of Aceh, unthinkable as before the tsunami. But now we see it, and we have to be grateful for it because what they are doing is something that has to be done, must be done.
The question that he and other Indonesians want to know is whether the U.S. is committed to helping their country in the long run, or will it pack up once the immediate crisis is over? And that's the thing about humanitarian aid. It can engender resentment as well as gratitude, especially if promised funds fail to materialize or if donors come across as overbearing. And those photos of U.S. helicopters rescuing Muslim victims of the tsunami, they can cut both ways. Mohammed Kodari, an analyst with the Indonesian Survey Institute in Jakarta, did not like two photos he saw of Indonesians scrambling for food while U.S. helicopters hovered overhead.
And I don't think that shows a very good image because if people are scrambling for food.
Kodari believes the photos depicted Indonesians in an undignified light. He also doubts whether any amount of U.S. aid will soften Muslim attitudes towards the U.S. John Mearsheimer, a professor at the University of Chicago, agrees.
That it's American policy towards the Palestinians and towards the Israelis, which is driving Islamic rage towards the United States. And on top of that, the American invasion of Iraq has caused us all sorts of problems. And I think they're just very great limits to how much damage limitation you can do by helping Muslim victims of the tsunami.
Perhaps that's why Secretary of State Colin Powell, touring the tsunami damage, has been careful to portray his as a strictly humanitarian mission. We're not doing this because we are seeking political advantage or trying to make ourselves look better with the Muslims, Powell said. We're doing this because these are human beings in desperate need. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.